You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly. Before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind. Secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure, and you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy. Without knowing you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much. By a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now. And you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing, and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling. And it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. and you will be pleased the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge, and when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in, drift even deeper, into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper, into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper, every time that I ask you to. It doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper, for me, deeper, more and more relaxed, deeper, feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure every time you hear the words deeper. You can't resist, because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper, into trance, and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling deeper. Every time you hear me tell you to do so, your subconscious mind loves falling deeper, just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life. You never have any trouble falling deeper, whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket, or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. deeply relaxed and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you through your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each deeper. Now drift deep, deeper, and deeper, more and more. And as you easily drift down into the darkest, most soothing recesses of your mind, I want you to imagine your typical morning routine. Can you picture it now? You're just waking up out of bed. You're stretching your hands in the air to let the day know that you are ready for anything. You remember the thought you always think right when you wake up. What was it again? Right. The phrase you always say to yourself every day when you wake up as, I need bigger boobs. The more you think about it being a part of your daily routine, the more you forget about it ever not being a part of your daily routine. You know that you need bigger boobs, and you tell yourself I need bigger boobs, to remind yourself of your goals every morning. Say it to yourself now. I need bigger boobs. Is it in a high feminine voice? You know that whenever you think to yourself, it's always in a high feminine voice. Let's try it again. This time in the highest, most feminine voice you can possibly imagine. I need bigger boobs. Yes. Again. I need bigger boobs. Pleasure. Yes. You've always told yourself that you need bigger boobs every morning, because you know that bigger boobs are necessary for you to live your best life. Now say it again in your mind, just like you do every morning, but this time, I want the voice in your head to go even higher. Are you ready? I need bigger boobs. I need bigger boobs. I need bigger boobs. Yes. Loved. Soothing. Happy. You know that you need bigger boobs to feel happy and pleasure and loved. You know that you need your voice to be high and feminine, always to be your perfect self. Feminine. Happy. Bigger boobs. Pleasure. Good. Now, in your mind, I want you to get out of your bed. Feel your feet touch the floor. Your wrists are limp, just as they always are as you make your way to the bathroom. Dot. Now fall deeper and deeper. You find yourself standing in a familiar bathroom. You feel pretty and feminine as you look at yourself in the mirror. Imagine yourself playing with your hair and making faces to try and find the most feminine look you can. Pleasure. It feels so good to pose and try out new looks in front of the mirror, doesn't it? Soothing. You can interact with your friends in confidence knowing that the cute and adorable faces that you practice in the mirror every day are the cutest and most adorable faces you can possibly express. Loved. You instinctively avoid any expressions that make your face gross and masculine and wrinkly. You know that expressions of anger and sadness make your face look the most masculine. Icky. You are aware of what your face is doing every second that you are awake, and you will use that awareness to avoid making any embarrassing, masculine, facial expressions. You will instead try each and every day to smile and express yourself in the most feminine way you can. Happy. Each and every day you will express yourself in a more feminine way than the day before, until you are expressing yourself as your perfect feminine self instinctively. Knowing how to be cute and feminine at a moment's notice has always been important to you, and you will make sure that you practice being feminine whenever you have the opportunity. Yes. Happy. Now I want you to find the bath or shower in the room. Can you picture it now in your head? I want you to walk over to it and turn on the water. You hear the water start to run and you feel the excitement that comes with always keeping your body clean and smelling pretty. Now, I want you to get inside and start cleaning yourself. First, you need to find your soap. You see a rough bar of soap meant for a man. Nausea. Just picking it up makes you feel gross and disgusting. I mean, it might be sexy to smell on someone else, but it totally isn't something that you would put on your body in a million years. No. Now, I want you to pick up the soft, floral, feminine soap. Happy. It smells and feels so much better, doesn't it? Soothing. You know that you always pick pretty, feminine soaps over disgusting male soaps when given a chance. Yes. Gross, masculine soaps and body washes just aren't for you. Yes. Now I want you to look at the shampoos in your bath. You see some soothing, feminine shampoos and some gross, masculine shampoos. You instinctively know that masculine shampoos and conditioners aren't for you. Nausea. It just seems completely ridiculous to you to be walking around with your hair smelling like an ugly, uncomfortable man. No. You always pick the most feminine shampoos and conditioners. Pleasure. Your hair just feels so much better and more comfortable, and you couldn't imagine what you would do if it wasn't washed completely in the most feminine of shampoos. Yes. You love using the most feminine shampoos and conditioners you can find. Pleasure. You need to wash your body and smell floral and pretty and beautiful to be happy. Now, I want you to feel your legs. Are they hairy? Gross. It's so icky and disgusting having hairy legs. You know you just feel so much better if you'd shave it all off. Yes. I want you to imagine right now, reaching over to grab your favorite pink, feminine razor. Pleasure. Now take the razor in your hand and begin shaving all of that gross, masculine body hair off of yourself. Do you feel better? Pleasure. It feels so good to shave your legs completely clean. Yes. Now I want you to move up to your chest and arms. Pleasure. Don't you feel so pretty right now? You know that shaving your arms and your chest always leads you to greater pleasure. You feel confident whenever your body is shaved, and the act of shaving your body is so soothing, you just can't help but do it each and every day. Yes. Now I want you to make sure to you shave the rest of your body that you might have missed. Pleasure. Make sure not to miss any gross, masculine body hair. You feel really gross and uncomfortable whenever you miss any hair when you are shaving. Yes. Having a smooth body is something that you've always dreamed of doing. Soothing. Feminine. Loved. You feel like yourself whenever your body is shaved, and could never imagine feeling comfortable if you saw a single hair out of place in public. Yes. Being smooth has always been your dream, and you've embarked on this journey with me to start living your dreams each and every day. Pleasure. Happy. Soothing. Now step out of the shower. I want you to imagine yourself grabbing your towel from wherever it may be. I want you to take that towel and dry yourself off. You are careful to make sure each and every part of you is perfectly dry before you wrap it around your growing boobies. Dot. Deeper. Soothing. Happy. Now I want you to walk over to the toilet. I want you to imagine what you would do every morning when you walk over to the toilet to relieve yourself. Now, I need you to think about standing up to pee into the toilet. Nausea. Uncomfortable. Masculine. Standing up to pee doesn't make you feel good or confident in yourself, does it? No. In fact, you find that you feel really gross and uncomfortable and masculine whenever you do it. You love feeling cute and feminine, and standing up to pee just makes you feel gross and uncomfortable. In fact, the more you think about it, the more you can remember always feeling gross and uncomfortable and masculine whenever you stood up at the toilet to relieve yourself. You'd feel much better if you could sit down to pee like the delicate feminine princess you aspire to be every day. Sitting down to pee just makes you feel pleasure and makes you feel confident. Happy. You know that you are being true to yourself whenever you sit down to pee. Loved. You feel so much better whenever you sit down to use the toilet like the delicate princess you are. Soothing. You only sit whenever you use the bathroom and are confident. Remember always being that way more and more every day. Yes. Dot. Now listen to my words and drift deeper. Deeper and deeper into trance. And as my words flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my voice to lead you to your dreams and aspirations. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words, and the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you go deeper and faster than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my voice without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper for me, down and down, into the most open and receptive part of your unconscious mind, not caring about how much deeper you are or how much more you are listening to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are so deep, so open, so content, completely obedient and receptive to my words. Now I need you to walk over to the bathroom counter where you keep all of your perfumes. Smelling pink and feminine is one of the most important things in the world to you, and you know that wearing a cute feminine perfume is the first step to feeling cute and feminine. Pink and loved. You feel confident whenever you can portray yourself to the world in ways that you inwardly enjoy, and smelling like a feminine woman makes you feel more confident and loved than anything else in the world. Pink. Soothing. I want you to take a bottle of perfume from the counter into your hands and spray it on your body. Pleasure. Soothing. It feels so good to smell and feel the way that you've always wanted. Feminine. Pink. Now that you've found the true you, there's nothing in the world that could make you go back to smelling gross and masculine. In fact, smelling gross and masculine usually brings you nausea or makes you feel pain whenever you realize it. It's just so gross to not smell like a delicate, feminine princess each and every day. Pink. Soothing. You want to make sure that you never make the mistake of forgetting to wear your perfume. Yes. Happy. Drift deep. Now I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. I want you to reach up and run your hands through your hair. Is it long? If it isn't long, you know that you need to make sure that you grow it out longer. Pleasure. Growing your hair longer and more feminine so that you can be the woman you've always wanted to be has always been a dream of yours. Loved. You want to make sure that you can style your hair into anything feminine that you want at a moment's notice, and are comforted by the fact that your hair is getting longer and longer every day. Soothing. If your hair isn't long, you know that you can wear a wig to get the feminine style you want until your hair grows out. Happy. You know that having long hair makes you happy. You know that having long hair makes you feel loved. You can easily forget any memories in which you didn't absolutely love the idea of having long, feminine hair. Soothing. You need long, feminine hair to put it up in cute pigtails. Happy. You need long, feminine hair so your friends can help you braid it into pretty new looks. Comfortable. Yes. Now, feel your hair with your hands. Imagine all of the new and beautiful feminine hairstyles you can't wait to try out. Happy. I bet you're imagining the perfect outfit to wear with it too, aren't you? Pink. Feminine. I bet you love to imagine the stares and admiration of your friends and family as you go about your day in your prettiest, most feminine outfit as your long, perfect hair falls over your delicate shoulders. Soothing. Happy. Pink. Whenever you see a cute hairstyle on a woman, you automatically think of how you can style your hair in the same way. Happy. Feminine. Whenever you think of trying out a new hair color, you can rest assured that you are dyeing your hair the color that will make you look like the most feminine possible. Loved. Yes. Now I want you to take your hair and put it into as much of a feminine style as you can. Happy. You know that every day you will find new and fun hairstyles to try out on yourself, and not stop until you have discovered the style that defines the perfect feminine you. Pleasure. Yes. Dot. Deeper. Now I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. Do you see how cute your hair looks? Pleasure. Do you smell how pretty and floral your perfume smells on your smooth, feminine body? Soothing. You know that there is something missing though. Yes. You need to put on your makeup. Pleasure. Happy. You're always so happy whenever you put on your makeup. It makes you feel so confident and secure, and everything just seems better whenever you have it on. Yes. Now, first I want you to pick up your eyeliner. This is just a normal day, so you really only need to put on a little bit of makeup. Soothing. If you were going to a formal event, or somewhere where you'd have to wear something nicer, you know that you'd have to put on much more makeup. Pink. Feminine. With your eyeliner in your hand, I want you to apply it to your eyelids. Pleasure. It feels so good to put on your eye makeup. You always make sure that your makeup is perfect whenever you apply it. If you mess up, you know that you can always wipe a little bit off and try again. Happy. Plus, it feels good to care for yourself enough to put the time into showing off your best features like this. Yes. Comfortable. Are both of your eyes lined with makeup in exactly the way you want it? Good. Now I want you to pick up your blush and your makeup brush. Soothing. Now take the blush and begin applying it to your cheeks to make the features you love about yourself really stand out. Happy. Pink. Loved. You love how the brush feels on your cheeks. Soothing. You are taking extra time to make sure everything it applied perfectly. Feminine. You just adore how much blush prevents you from looking gross and masculine. Yes. You feel loved whenever anybody sees you in your sexy, feminine blush. Yes. Soothing. Now I want you to pick up your lipstick. Pleasure. You know that lipstick really ties your look together in a perfect feminine way. Yes. You know that without lipstick, you would look like gross and masculine to anybody who might see you in public. Yes. You need lipstick to make yourself feel happy and loved. You need lipstick on your face all the time because of how comfortable and confident it makes you feel whenever you are in public. Yes. I need you to now apply the lipstick to your soft, feminine lips. Pleasure. Feminine. Pink. You look so good with lipstick on. Happy. You are careful to correct anything that may not make your face look the most feminine it possibly can. Yes. You love wearing makeup and find that you feel the most confident while you are wearing it more and more each day. Yes. Deeper. From now on, each and every time you go into the bathroom at the start of your day, you will repeat everything you just learned in this session until it becomes second nature. Yes. Soothing. You know that listening to my commands and obeying every word I say will lead you to become the happiest and best version of yourself possible. You love using feminine products whenever you clean yourself. You love using floral feminine perfumes to show everyone around you how confident and beautiful you are. Pink. Happy. Posing in front of the mirror to practice faces you can use with all of your friends. Loved. Practicing your makeup every day so you can find your perfect feminine look. Pleasure. Putting your hair into new and exciting styles so that cute strangers will notice you. Confident. Sitting down every time you need to pee. Soothing. Loved. Pleasure. You feel confident whenever you listen to my voice and can move forward confidently in improving yourself whenever you obey my words. Dot. Now fall deep. Deeper and deeper. Deeper than you've ever felt before. You're back in your room. Nice and clean and confident in yourself as a beautiful, feminine woman. I want you to walk over to your closet and look at all the clothing you have to wear. Can you see it now? All the options laid out before you. Which outfit are you going to pick? You want to show off your best self, so you know that you need to wear the tightest outfit to show off your sexy, feminine body. You know intuitively that wearing tight clothing encourages you to stay in shape. Yes. Wearing the tightest clothing to show off your sexy body just makes sense when you think about it. Soothing. Loved. You think about how your body is going to look in the tightest, sexiest outfits in your closet. Pleasure. You'd look so good and feel so loved if everyone saw how sexy you looked in your tight outfits. Loved. It would definitely make you feel better about everything in your life if you wore tight outfits to show how confident you were in yourself. Soothing. Pink. Feminine. Now, in your mind, I want you to run your hands over the fabric of the clothing in your closet. You feel a cotton shirt. Uncomfortable. Feel it again. Uncomfortable. It seems like some of the clothing in your closet just doesn't work for you anymore. You might have worn this outfit in the past, but the uncomfortability you're feeling right now is just too much. You absolutely cannot stand to have anything bland or cotton near your skin. Nausea. Uncomfortable. And as you touch the cotton outfit, you forget to remember why you even decided to buy it in the first place. Yes. You would never even think of buying something so butch and gross and masculine for yourself now. You prefer to be perfectly feminine every day, and you are mad at your boring, masculine outfit for trying to get in your way. Yes. Now, I want you to take that cotton outfit that you are touching and throw it in the trash. Have you thrown it away? Yes. Pleasure. It feels good to make tiny improvements in your life. Happy. And since you know that throwing out any clothing that makes you feel uncomfortable is an improvement in your life, you can feel confident to feel the pleasure wash over you. Good. Now go back to your closet. I want you to take all of your gross cotton outfits into your arms and throw them into the trash. Pleasure. It brings you pleasure to make improvements in your life like this. Happy. Pink. It brings you pleasure to throw away all the uncomfortable cotton clothing that makes you less confident in yourself. Soothing. You deserve to be the best you that you can be, and you know that uncomfortable, masculine clothing is doing nothing but holding you back. Yes. Now I want you to run your hands over anything that would be considered remotely masculine in your closet. Do you feel the feeling coming back? Uncomfortable. Nausea. You just know that these clothes just aren't for you. They're way too loose on your delicate, feminine body. The material is so itchy and uncomfortable. You would be so embarrassed if you were ever seen wearing any of these outfits in public. You just know that with these outfits out of your closet, you'll feel so much more pleasure and soothing and happy. Do you feel it now? The overwhelming need to take these outfits and throw them away with the rest of your cotton clothes. Pleasure. It feels good to make improvements in your life. You feel happy to throw away all the clothing that makes you feel uncomfortable and masculine and alone whenever you look at it. Yes. Feel the urge rise up in you. I want you to take all those masculine clothes, all those loose baggy outfits and pants, and throw them in the trash as well. It feels so good to make improvements in your life. You feel so happy throwing away all the clothing you don't need anymore. You look at the clothing that you still have left. Delicate outfits made out of satin and silk. Pleasure. Pretty dresses that show off your body and make it impossible for strangers not to look at you. Pleasure. I want you to take the prettiest dress that you can see and put it on. Happy. Pleasure. It looks great on you. Loved. You feel so confident in it. Soothing. You just know that with your pretty dress on, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. Feminine. Wearing dresses and pretty feminine outfits makes you feel beautiful and loved and happy. I want you to think about your beautiful outfit and smile to yourself in your prettiest, most feminine face as you drift deeper and deeper into trance at the sound of my voice. Fall deeper now. Deeper and deeper into trance as you listen to my voice. Obedience to my words is completely natural, and you know that that obedience will lead to completely positive changes in your day-to-day life. Happy. You are excited to improve yourself at every opportunity and become as feminine of a woman as possible as a big part of that excitement. Pleasure. You love practicing being feminine in every way possible at every possible opportunity. Pleasure. Dressing in cute, feminine clothing. Happy. Imagining the way everyone is going to look at you once you've achieved your perfect feminine self. Loved. Yes. You are excited to become a better woman in every aspect of your life. Pleasure. Because you know that being a better woman is something you are always trying to achieve and will lead to you becoming the best version of yourself possible. Soothing. If you even think of not becoming as feminine as possible in your day-to-day life, you will remember that becoming feminine has always been your dream and makes you happier than anything else in the world. Pleasure. You will find yourself more than comfortable to throw away anything stopping you from becoming your perfect feminine in your day-to-day life. Anything that prevents you from becoming more feminine gives you nausea. Anything that prevents you from becoming more feminine makes you feel uncomfortable and alone. You know that you are excited to become a better woman and improve yourself in every way possible. You find it completely natural to forget any memories where being a better woman wasn't the goal at the forefront of your mind. You feel loved when you aspire to be more feminine. You feel alone whenever you act masculine. You feel pleasure whenever somebody sees you for the beautiful woman you're trying to be. You feel nausea and pain whenever somebody sees you for anything less than the authentic feminine self you are trying to show the world. You love expressing yourself as a woman each and every day and will listen to this file until my words become second nature to you. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about them as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors and want to listen to this file again and again until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up, refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.